do want to see that.
His wife never remarried, man. Kind of makes me sad.
That's commitment.
Well, his daughter's a cutie pie. And she's available.
I wouldn't notice.
Hey.
I'm still struggling with his passing.
We were amazed by Tony Gwynn's feats of strength as a Major League Baseball player. God bless him and God rest his soul. 54 years old, passed away too soon. The San Antonio Spurs, however, are very much alive at this hour. And they're the 2014 NBA champs. Here are a few things about them as we quickly go through our top nine Tuesday that may stand out to you. Seven teams, including the Spurs, have won 30 of the past 31 NBA titles. That is a freakish number.
Yeah.
It is the easiest sport to dominate. It is hard to do it repeatedly, but it is impressive. Seven teams have won 30 of the last 31. So do the math. I think we talked about this not too long ago.
Yep.
Tim Duncan, Ginobili, and Parker have the most playoff wins of any threesome in NBA history. Better than Magic, Kareem, and Michael Cooper, who had 110. They have 118. Spurs' 14.5-point margin of victory, highest in NBA Finals history. They have the highest field goal percentage in NBA Finals history, besting the 1991 Chicago Bulls with 52.8% from the field.
How about that?
Tony Parker led San Antonio in scoring with the fewest points per game of any leading scorer on a championship team ever. Did you get that? 17.4 points per game. He led the team in scoring. It's the lowest number by a leading scorer for a finals winner ever. The Spurs have had only 5 30-point scoring games in 6 finals appearances. 5 30-point scoring games in 6 finals appearances. Shaquille O'Neal had 5 in 1 NBA finals by himself. Number 7, San Antonio has won a title in 4, 5, 6, and 7 games among their 5 NBA titles.
Well, Mike Jordan had never gone to 7 games.
He don't need 7.
He don't need
Keep 7. Game 7, I don't need it. Number 8, Tim Duncan's the only player to start on a championship team in 3 different decades.
Now that is a great stat.
He is the
That's
Steven Tyler of the NBA. Steven Tyler's been the front man for a band in 4 decades. And last but not least, the Spurs have won 50 games or more in each and every one of the last 14 seasons. That's amazing.
It's going to be difficult. That may never happen again. Probably won't happen again.
And the best stats, really, five titles, 15 years. 5 and 15, babe. 5 and 15. Not 1, not 2, not 3, not 4, 5.
And no back-to-backs.
Yes.
Could be next year, though.
Yeah. They won 2 and 3, though, right? They did win 2 out of 3.
I believe.
Yeah.
I'll have to go back and check
that. Oh, you Spurs.
We'll see. Hey, Tony Parker said they're all coming back next year.
We're all coming back next year.
I don't blame you.
I don't blame you.
The great thing about it is they all extend each other's careers. You talked about, like, 17 points, nobody scored more than 30. You don't demand so much. You don't have to carry so much of a load.
They don't take so much money either. They take a lot less than they're entitled to. Will Miami follow suit? Will anybody else follow suit? Because at this point, I think it's going to take some unselfish superstars for anybody to compete at that level.